Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, who is love. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your knowledge, the revelation knowledge regarding this subject today. Thank you that there is no interruption from any satanic or demonic force. Thank you for ears to hear every spoken word of knowledge. Give us eyes to see all that you set before us. Give us a heart to receive and understand every word that comes forth out of our mouth, that we stand in faith and faint not. Holy Spirit, have your way with me, that our Father may be glorified. Good evening to our listening audience, and thank you for joining us today. My name is Reverend Diane Hobson. I am your host for Continuous Prayer is Power to Heal, and I'm the Senior Pastor of Global Exchange Christian Church. And normally we start off with two scriptures, Bible and the New Testament, after the Gospels, which is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. And then you have Acts, the book of Acts, and then you have Romans. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through. Verse 9 reads, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Next scripture is 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. And it reads, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In your Bibles, go with me to Matthew 6:33. These scriptures. And it reads, Matthew 6:33, of course, that's the first book in the New Testament, Matthew 6:33. And it reads, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, who is love, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Read that again. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I'm going to read that one more time. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, I read that three times for a reason, because of the subject that we're discussing on today, and which is God's miracle working power is for me. When you become a born again Christian, now what does that mean, born again? That means like one of the persons said to Jesus, we go back into our mother's womb and be born again, especially if you're an adult. How can that happen? Well, it simply means that you are accepting Jesus to your life, and you are asking to have a closer walk with Jesus. That's step number one in the salvation of your life. Once you become born again, you have God the Father, God the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit, that lives within you. He comes and resides on the inside of you. So having that information, knowing that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit lives within you, that simply means that you not only have the opportunity or the power, you're able to, all Christians have the power, the ability to get results as it relates to healing, miracles and direction in making decisions about any aspects of joy and say, yay, how do I get this? I'm so glad you asked that. Because we're going to look at a couple more scriptures as we go through our segment for today. When was the last time you thought about who you really are? Do we think about that? Do we wonder who we really are? I'm just a Christian. I just come to church. I just want to come and hear the word preached by our pastor. Well, that's good. But now you are a born-again Christian. You are a new creature, which means that you're not like you used to be. Before you were sin and you had on a different set of eyes, now that you're a new creature and you're interested in renewing your mind as a born-again Christian, you are able to do some things. There are promises that's available to you that is not available to people who are not born-again Christians. That's something that we don't hear a lot about, but we need to talk more about it because you need to know that you have power. You have power in your hands. And we try to talk and explain to people that it is not God's will for you to be sick. He wants you to heal. Matter of fact, you have healing on the inside of you. Jesus went to the cross over 2,000 years ago so that we would have healing available to us as born-again Christians. Those who are not born again don't have this opportunity. They have to come into the born-again family so that they can be a part of having access to the power, the ability to get results. We are working together with God to carry out the words of Jesus exactly as he spoke them. God is ready for unusual miracles, creative miracles, to be seen and believed. There is nothing too hard for God. That comes from, for with God nothing will be impossible. Luke 1:37. Luke 1:37 says it well. And then if we look at another scripture that we're going to go through after I read it, and the information is, do you know your strength? Well, those who are born again Christians are heirs to the throne of God. But what does that mean? That means that you are very close to the God family. It's just like, okay, you have cousins, you have aunts, those of us who have relatives, and if they're living, your relatives that are living, you have in, you are a part of that family. So being a part of that family, a lot of families in the summertime have what is called the family reunion. Most people have this in the summertime. Some people have them in the fall around Christmas. There are different times of the year. But when you are part of that family, you go to the family reunion so you can meet the others who are also a part of the family. So in doing so, you get a chance to meet all of those persons who are heirs like you are. So if somebody in your family passes away and they is a little well off, you may be one of the persons to get whatever they have if you are an heir, especially if it's your mother or your father. And they were well off, well, you are one of the heirs. So you're going to have something that comes to you. Well, the same thing in the body of Christ. When we become a born-again Christian, we are heirs to the throne of God. We are part of his family. So because we are part of his family, we are connected to Jesus. Jesus is our go-between. What do I mean by that? When we pray to the God, the Bible says, no one can come to me except through the Son. Jesus is the Son. So when we pray and say, in the name of Jesus, before we close that prayer. Can't tell you how many people I've heard pray and did not say, in the name of Jesus. Can I share something with you, that prayer fell on deaf ears. If you do not include in the name of Jesus, that prayer will not be answered. So because we have Jesus, we can go through Jesus. Jesus represents us, the body of Christ. So instead of God looking at us with our sins and all the things that we did before coming to Christ, he looks at Jesus through us. He looks at us through Jesus, because Jesus is perfect. He didn't do anything. So that's why we have access to him. We're no longer sinners. So we don't say we're filthy rags and we're sinners. Once we become born again, we're done. That title does not belong to us. Remember when Paul said, I have harmed no man? He said that because he's now a new creature. When you become a new creature, we are forgetting those things that are behind us. And we're moving forward in our newness, our new life. That's why we look at ourselves as being clean. We're not looking at ourselves, well, you know, I used to do this, I used to do that. No, we're doing something new now. That was the old person. Reverend Diane leaves the old person behind, and I'm moving forward as a new person. I'm taking advantage of what God has given us because we are heirs to the throne. Okay? We're heirs to the throne of God. And we have Jesus Christ, God, and the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. We say that a couple more times because you may not have heard this from the pulpit, but it is the truth. We have Jesus Christ, God, and the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. We have Jesus Christ, God, and the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us now that we are born again Christians. You're not a born-again Christian, you don't have that. Okay, so if you're listening and you're not a born-again Christian, we say this prayer to Romans 10, 9 through 10 at the beginning so that when people are listening, I want them to be able to hear what I'm saying. And sometimes if you're not a born-again Christian, you really can't understand, you can't fathom what I'm saying, and it's not making any sense. So that's why I say those prayers in the beginning. And hopefully a person will say the same prayer and consider themselves born again. And we'll try to do it again at the end of the segment. That. Okay, what does this mean that we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit living in us, down on the inside of us? This means you are not using the power God gave us. Because we have the ability to heal. But we have more sick people than we had years ago. When people didn't know about all the healings and things that they know about now. So we have to act like who we are. Do we ever sit down and think about, well, who am I? I'm going to church and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. But you've been diagnosed with cancer. Well, you know you can get rid of that cancer. You got healing on the inside of you. Remember we talked about the enemy, the devil, how he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He's a thief. The devil is a thief. But he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He tries to take your knowledge by saying, you can't get rid of that. You're not a doctor. No, you're not a doctor, but you are an heir to the throne of God. You're something higher than a doctor. You have healing down on the inside of you, and you can heal yourself. But you got to have faith. If you don't believe it, then go to the doctor and go through his method. Not saying we don't need doctors. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is God gave us the ability to heal ourselves. So when the doctors say you only got 3 days to live or you're going to be a vegetable, you're not going to live anymore, you don't have to listen to that. You can say, wait, hold a minute. I belong to somebody that I know has never lost a patient. That part of it is not easy getting that information through to Christians simply because we don't hear that preached. So because we don't hear it frequently, it's not resonating on the inside of our mind. We're saying, well, wait a minute, I'm not God. No, we're not God. But we're like him. If you look at Genesis, go back to Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26 and 27, God made us in his image to be like him. So if he made us in his image to be like him, that means that we're supposed to have some qualities that God has. Once we become a born-again Christian, we are actually like superhuman. We're not like everybody else, even though we try to act like everybody else. We're not like everybody else. Why not? Because we have a different coat on us. Like Joseph had on the coat of colors, we have on a different coat because we became a part of the Jesus thing. We are able to do everything that Jesus able to do. What does this mean? This means that you're not using God's power. Christians have the ability to heal the sick, raise the dead, according to Matthew 10 and 8. Let's see. Have you read that before? Are you familiar with that? That's Matthew 10, chapter 10, verse 8. It reads, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Why are we not doing that? We don't have enough people doing it. We have access to it. That's what we're supposed to be doing as Christians. Why are we not doing it? While we are on this subject of what Christians can do, let us look at Ephesians chapter 1. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 1 in your New Testament Bible. You have after Romans. You have 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, and then Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, 19 through 20. And it reads, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us toward who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly place. Okay? So this means that God gave us power, exceeding greatness of his power, to those who believe. But you got to believe. Remember that there's a scripture, Mark 11, 23 and 24. If you believe, Jesus said, you have what you say. But most Christians go by what we have. We say what we have. I got this cold, I got the flu. Okay, well, we shouldn't be saying that. I got a headache. Oh, my knees are bothering me so bad, I got to go. And then everybody I talk to, every other person I talk to, I'm having knee surgery. And they have one knee surgery, I'm having another surgery. Don't you know that when the devil attacks one knee, he's going to attack the other one if you don't know it's him? Over 90%, at least 90% of sicknesses comes from the devil. The devil, not God. God doesn't make you sick so he can teach you something. It's not coming from God. It's coming from the devil. Does that mean all? No, not all. Because there are some sicknesses we bring on ourselves. When we're eating fried chicken with grease, and cornbread, and greasy greens, and all the stuff we're not supposed to be eating, and the pies, got to have pie and cake, and I got a sweet tooth, I got to have something sweet, and, you know, drinking sugary stuff, and 10 cups of coffee a day, and all of these things, stuff that are not healthy, our bodies were not made to have all that stuff going to our body. So, yes, some people can bring on cancer on themselves. Our children are definitely not eating like they're supposed to because we don't have people that are cooking anymore. Everybody's going to the restaurant, fast food restaurants, and the regular restaurants. And so we have more restaurant food inside our body. You know they're not particular about what they cook for us. They don't care. All they want is your money. Sure, keep coming. We'll make it taste good, and it tastes good. McDonald's French fries are extremely good. How many people knew it was cooked in formaldehyde? Not supposed to be doing that now because people found out and they had to stop it. But their French fries was the best ever, and nobody knew before they made them stop that they were cooking their French fries in formaldehyde. Formaldehyde is used to embalm dead people. But it tastes so good, people eat it. mean it. They didn't care. How about that? So we got to be careful what we eat. We got to be careful of the things that we do. This is, our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So we're supposed to be taking care of this body. We don't give our children vegetables. Why? Because they don't like vegetables. My children don't like vegetables. We're going to find a way to make them eat them vegetables so that they won't be sick. And you're going to pay now or pay later. It's up to you. Okay. I personally am working on raising the dead. I have already been anointed by God to heal sick. So there's no doubt in my mind. I mean, I've been laying hands on, and so far, everybody I've laid hands on have been healed. So I already know that I can heal the sick. But I have not so far raised anybody from the dead yet. But I'm working on it. I'm working, it's coming soon. Coming soon. I believe in the raising the dead. When you hear that I took advantage of God's miracle working power, in the name of Jesus, believe. So when you hear my name involved with raising the dead, believe it. Say, oh, I heard her say she was working on raising the dead. Oh, yes, I am. You say, how can you say that? Do you know what you say? Yes, I do. I got God's power down on the inside of me. His miracle-working power is for me. And you can say the same thing yourself. God's miracle-working power is for you. If you're a born-again Christian, you don't get those things unless you're born-again Christian. And I've got to have faith. So you have to work on your faith. If you don't have faith, not going to work. If you just rattle off something and say, you know, raise the dead. Nah, you got to have faith. It's not coming out because your mouth said and prayers that we have to know it helps well. Because we have to know what's going on. God supplies the power. But he will not come down from his throne to flip the switch, so to speak. We have to put the power to use. He supplied the power. But we're the ones that have to do something. So it's a two-way street. We can't be just saying, oh, I'm that way, no God will. It's God's will. Whatever God says, you're not going to get it that way. If you say, God, please, heal me. That prayer is not going to be answered because he gave us healing when his son went to the cross. It's inside of you if you're a born-again Christian. That prayer will not be answered. Okay. Do we understand the power God gave us? I'll ask that question again. Do we understand that we can heal the sick and raise the dead? Do we understand that? It's imperative that we understand it. In other words, it's important. It's important that we understand that we have power to heal the sick, whether it's leprosy, lupus, terminal cancer, brain tumor. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what a person has. That has nothing to do with whether or not a person receives their healing. You do not care what doesn't matter what part of your body needs healing. Jesus is ready to restore your body back to health. Oh, remember the woman with the issue of blood? You remember when that story in the Bible that says that she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be well. And she did that. And she had so much faith that it was going to happen when she did it till God said, Jesus felt it. He said, who touched me? And the disciples say, everybody's thronging you and putting their hands around you, all these people. How can you say who touched you? But he felt something withdraw from him. He felt tremendous faith from the woman with issue of blood. That's why he said, who touched me? And that's what he's asking us to do. to have the faith that he gave to do the things that he's called us to do. We got a world waiting out there for us. And I try to say these things to people so that they can understand and keep moving forward. If you don't listen and you don't do what is expected to do, it's going to be very, very hard for a person to do anything if you don't listen and you don't read the word. You got to do the word. You don't do the word because you got to pray the word. You can't say, oh, I can do this and just come up with some words out of the blue sky. No, you have to come up with some words out of the word of God. That's what's going to give you the power. That's why I read scripture and show you where it's listed, located in the book. I read those scriptures. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Luke 1:37. And that's under the New King James Version. So if you are taking notes, listen to these scriptures. I want to say to you, if you are a person, my hands are anointed to heal the sick. If you are a person and you have a headache, then you have heart trouble, you have something with your back, you have been having trouble out of your back, whether it's disc or spinal cord injury. I talked about when I was in a wheelchair, I had a spinal cord injury. And God healed me from that. I was in a wheelchair 5.5 years and came out of that wheelchair. And my God, I tell you the truth, I've been ever since fired up. I'm like, oh, man, bring it on. So if you have any kind of sick, terminal disease, lupus, terminal cancer, any kind of cancer, brain tumor, you can be healed. We need people to understand that because people will follow the relatives and they'll say, oh, you know, we're waiting on God. And they don't know that, you know what, your parents, children, grandchildren, daughters, sons, they don't have to be sick if you follow what the Bible tells you to do. They don't have to die. They don't have to die. It's not God's will that we sick. If we're heirs to the throne and we got God on the inside of us, why are we sick? Well, is God sick? Is Jesus sick? If we got the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, how come we don't rely on that? Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that anybody who has any kind of sick, I declare that they are healed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. If they have anything going on with their back, if they have anything, any terminal disease, if the doctor has wash his hands and say, there's nothing else we can do. They don't have to take that Father. I declare that they will read the healing scriptures, 1 Peter 2:24, by whose stripes ye were healed. Didn't say we're going to be healed next year. Didn't say we're going to be healed next month. Didn't say we couldn't be healed. It said, by whose stripes you were healed. We got to grab a hold of those words in the scripture. But if we're not reading the Bible, we don't know what's in there. So when a doctor says what he said, we say, okay. And we shouldn't do that. We should not do that. So I'm going to continue to work on the power that God has given me. And I'll keep sharing and doing these tutorials as often as I can. These will set up a tutorial because we're having classes, and the classes will be expected to work with these tutorials. So therefore, it's also open to those who come to the radio, Blog Talk Radio, to our site and listen. And I'm glad that you all do this. So we thank you, Father, for all that you've done. I pray for safety for everybody who's listening, and I thank you for this. And I pray that you heal and know that you're healed. Believe it, have faith, and you shall be well. Have faith. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.